So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert. I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect Beach Finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Bachelor Happy Hour. I'm Joe.
And I'm Serena.
And today we are going to be recapping the Woman Tell All, which... very fun episode. I'm excited about it. We have a lot of back and forth at the beginning. And then the end is very much the Rachel Joey show. Their relationship was very serious. She was the third woman to go home. So that relationship's always a little more, there's more depth to that relationship, I feel like. And then we are going to, later in the week, we're going to have, we interview a bunch of the women at the tell-all because we were watching it live, which was so much fun. And then we are going to have an interview with Rachel. So I'm looking forward to that and talking to her and seeing what else we can learn about her. And I'm sure she has a much bigger story.
Yeah, we saw some of her conversation with Joey at the tell-all, but just getting more in depth into her time on the show, as well as the breakup and what it was like seeing Joey again. So if you want to hear from some of the ladies like Maria and Jen and Joey himself, that first interview is for you. And then be sure to tune into the Rachel one as well.
Great. All right. So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's do it.
All right, so we are at the Woman Tell All. Jesse is on the stage. Well, first we see Joey and Jesse going to like sorority houses, and they're talking to the fans.
Yeah, they do like a little Crash the Watch Parties tour, which honestly...
You want to do, is what you told me while we were watching it.
Well, the first, like, sometimes when I see those, I'm like, oh, that seems like really stressful or overwhelming, which I'm sure it is, but like... It's just also so fun. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to these big house parties. Everyone there is so excited. They're fans of the show. They're drinking. They're having a good time. They're so happy to see Joey. Like, it just looks like good vibes, good energy.
Yeah.
They're riding around in a party bus.
Yeah, like, especially when you're so used to miking up and the camera's in front of you and you're having like
serious conversations.
Serious conversations and you're on camera for, so this is like, we're gonna get mic'd up, but we're literally going to party and it doesn't really matter what happens, like just go have fun.
Yeah, like he's gonna walk into these rooms, everyone's gonna scream with excitement.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit more lighthearted and relaxing and just probably feels really exciting and nice to engage with the people that have been supporting him all season.
Yeah, well, maybe next year for The Bachelor, for The Bachelorette this year, they do it with alums and we could go, because they did that one year.
Oh, really?
They did that one year. I remember they asked me to do it and I was on tour with dancing. But a bunch of like alum went to, they did that. And
was it Colton season?
It was for Colton season. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, they like went and posted up at different watch parties. Yep. That's so fun. Yeah. They should do that. It's kind of nice too, because he just like pops in and out. You know what I mean? Like there's no pressure to like be there all night. He's like, I'm here. Let's have a drink. Let's chat. On to the next, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, so right away they talk about the date card and Leia kind of gets, well, the other women don't like Leia. It already seems like there's, which was, you did see this on the show, which was kind of like Jess, Sydney, Leia, but it did seem like they had more women on their side when they were on the show.
Yeah.
But now at the Women Tell All, it's really like all the women against those three.
Yeah, on the show, it seemed like it was the three of them, Jess, Leia, Sydney, against Maria.
Yeah.
But the dynamic we're seeing right now is like a lot of the women plus Maria against Leia.
Yeah.
Which was interesting. And a lot of the comments that were being made, they were like, Maria basically said to Leia, like, you threw that card in the fire, like you did it for us and out of the kindness of your heart for us, because you didn't want us to feel like anxiety about our date getting stolen and you didn't want to like step on any of our toes. But like, it wasn't for us, it was for you. And all the girls were basically accusing her of it being a performance and it not being real. And I feel like the term, like Medina was like, you call yourself a girl's girl, but you're not, basically, is what she was insinuating.
Yeah. But also to back up Leia with this, you know, not like a lot of the girls that are like calling her out for like, you claim to be a girl's girl are also not girl's girls.
The term girl's girl has just gotten like so twisted, I feel like.
Yeah.
And I feel like everyone has a different definition of what it means to be a girl's girl, but it does sound like it was something that Leia was calling herself.
That's true. Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like when you put that on yourself and the other girls feel like not only are you like not living up to it, you have like some twisted intentions, like that's going to get thrown back in your face.
Well, when she did it immediately, I was like, that's so, like the way she presented it, I was like, yeah, it's so dumb because you're lying.
And the way she presented what?
The way she went about burning the card.
Okay.
Because it was like, I'm a martyr. I'm doing this for the sake of the house.
Yeah.
But in reality, like everyone watching it knew like this, that is the only play, because if you take the card and you use it, you're stealing a date from somebody who the Bachelor wants to go on a date with and you're stepping in and he may not want to go out with you. So that's just going to be bad overall.
Yeah, and I agree with you on that. But I was actually shocked when Jesse asked the women like who would have kept the card, and like so many of them raised their hand. But also what was interesting is everyone that raised their hand was someone that went home early, like Lexi, Maria, Jen. None of them are raising their hands. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I agree. I think throwing the card in the fire is the only thing. But Medina actually said to Leia, like, I feel like you owe me an apology. And Medina kind of gets into her journey on the show a little bit more later. But, you know, we did see that controversy with Leia and her, where Leia basically pulls her aside and says, like, you're being a bad friend to Sydney. So I was glad that they kind of went head to head a little bit over that, because it felt a little unfinished on the show. It didn't actually feel finished after the Women Tell All either, but I'm just glad it was addressed.
Yeah, I feel like Leia, like who she, what she was doing in her actions on the show may not necessarily be who she is. And I don't think she's a good at confrontation or is a very confrontational person. And
You think she got kind of like caught up in the environment and like what she felt like she should be doing in this environment versus like who she actually is and how she.
And I think it's kind of proved like she kind of, they tore her apart basically. And she didn't really, and like all she said was.
I honestly was shocked. I was like, wow, you were kind of a controversial person apparently in this house.
Exactly. And she's like, I don't want to get gaslit, which I don't believe she even used that correctly, but.
Well, I think she used it because. Like she was saying that Maria, her and Sydney were claiming Maria told her to shut the fuck up. Yeah. And Lauren was saying, no, that was me that said that, which was honestly hilarious. Lauren so much.
And it makes sense that Lauren would say, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like something she would say. And I think Leia's point to being gaslit was like, I know what happened and you're basically telling me it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which, and you're trying to make me feel like I'm either lying or making it up or being crazy. But I think she really believes, I don't know what's true or not true. It doesn't even really matter at this point. But I think Maria believes to her core, I did not tell Leia to shut the fuck up. And I think Leia believes to her core that she did say that to her.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think either of them are necessarily like blatantly lying about something. I think they both believe their truth 100%.
Yeah, I agree. I just think...
And I think Lauren believes she said it. Yeah, you know, like...
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. Shut the fuck up could have been said multiple fucking times.
Yeah, by multiple people.
Yeah. It's obviously, it's easy, you know, it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback, but...
What? Actually,
it's easier, you know, it's easier to say after we've watched it. But right. The truth is, Sydney and Leia... And Jess should have, or not Jess really, but Sydney and Leia should have just not involved themselves at all with Medina. And if they had
Medina or Maria?
Medina. Okay. And if they had a problem with Maria, then you have that argument. But because how they went about it, which was like claiming they were defending Medina and being involved with Medina, who didn't really have beef with Maria, just made everything a clusterfuck, and there was just no need for it. So like,
yeah,
for future people going on the show, if you don't like someone, then just start your own beef with them. Don't jump onto somebody else's, because when that person, you know, dies that fuse out, you're fucked.
Yeah, I agree. I think that Medina was kind of the gateway for Sydney and Leia, like into the drama and confrontation with Maria. Like, Medina kind of gets into this in the interview that we had with her, if you listen to it later this week, but she kind of explains that she felt like she was the pawn. Like, they were using what Maria had said about her and her age as a excuse to pick a fight with her.
Which does seem true.
Which seems true, yeah. And it's like, if you guys have your own problems with Maria, you know, have your problems with Maria, that's fine. But like, don't use something with involving me to get to her, which we can actually get into Medina now, because that's kind of the next topic. She opens up about kind of the age comment, and she just says she felt really like stuck in the middle between Sydney and Maria, which is exactly what was happening.
Yeah.
Even in this tell-all, like, she's sitting right in the middle of them.
Yeah, that was really her storyline. Like, that was it. I don't know if she would have had a deeper connection with Joey if that never happened. We'll never know. But yeah, that was what her whole storyline was about on the show.
Yeah, I feel like we saw her kind of
talk about regretting saying something.
Oh my God, I know, right? But I feel like she spoke up more on the tell-all, and also like when we spoke to her in the interview, then we saw the whole season. She kind of just felt like, yeah, she was like not really involved, but she was involved, and she made the age comment, and then her and Maria weren't good and they were good. Like, I was glad to hear her kind of like speak up and defend herself at the tell-all. And then she kind of was like, screw you guys, I got stuck in the middle of this, take a step back. And then we see Sydney basically says, like, I had the truest intent with confronting Maria, and it was just to try to be a good friend to Medina. And that was really all I was trying to do. And Maria says that Sydney says, like, they have different forms of communication, and that's their biggest issue. Like, her and Maria just communicate very differently, which I do feel like is true. I do feel like they are different in terms of who they are as people and the way they communicate. And Maria says, we do. I speak the truth and you lie.
Yeah. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince. Quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs and I'm ready to go. I'm alert and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You could find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Yeah, I don't know if Sydney was, like, I think she at the time thought she was sticking up for a friend, which was Medina, but it was like bad move. Like, you just met her. You don't know her. You guys probably aren't really that close. Like,
I also think, like, when it comes down to it, like, yes, I think maybe she thought she was sticking up for a friend in that moment, but I also don't think she liked Maria, and I don't think Maria really liked Sydney after everything started. And I think there was a personal element to it.
For sure. And then we see Jess and Maria go at it, and Maria basically shuts Jess down pretty quickly.
Yeah, like multiple times.
But like,
it's kind of ironic because Jess was really just trying to get her point across and explain her side of things. And she was started off by saying, I always felt like bulldozed by Maria and just interrupted by her. And Maria interrupted her like four times in the course of like just trying to speak. I was like, this is very ironic. And Maria even called it out. She's like, I know I interrupted you, but.
Yeah. I just kept trying to basically say that Maria, what was she claiming Maria said to her?
She was claiming that she said to zip it and to shut up.
And Maria's like, no, stop saying that. I didn't say that.
Yes. And Jess is basically saying, I'm not even trying to like fight you or come for you by saying you said these things. Like, we're good. I'm just providing examples and context.
Yeah. Maria said, well, that context you're providing is false.
Yeah. Which is kind of like the exact same argument that's happening with Sydney and with Leia. So like, we're kind of just at a standstill.
It's just like he said, she said, and it's just kind of like, well, I don't know. Like, if you're lying, then. You know, Maria's right. If you're not lying, then Maria's wrong. But we don't know who's telling the truth and who isn't.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
And then we do see, like, Lexi kind of step in. And she just says, like, I feel like you three share an opinion. And you're kind of going against anyone that has a different opinion than you.
Yeah. Which is interesting because Lexi does seem to be pretty level-headed. We had her on the podcast. Now we're going to have her on twice. She does seem like she's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, and pretty unbiased in this situation. Yeah. I don't think she's like super close with, I think she's closer with Maria, but not super close with any of them. But I don't know. I know it's like literally so impossible at these reunions, but even if I don't agree with what someone is saying, I want to hear them out. Like, I want to hear their story. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to sit and hear Maria talk, and I want to hear Jess talk, and I want to hear Sydney, and I want to hear Leia. Like, I want to hear what these people have to say because they're giving context and more information, even if that's like, you know, dripping with their own personal bias. And then you have the people in the top row like constantly jumping in, which like, it's not that I don't want to hear what they have to say, but I'm just like, I feel like we never really got to the end of the Jess and Maria conversation. It was basically just, Jess, this is bullshit and you're lying.
Yeah. Well, I also like Jess could also have presented it like, and she may not like, it's like, you told me to shut up. You told me to zip it, which essentially are the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
But like,
same thing.
It's like, she could have been like, you know, the night of the cocktail party, when you were wearing this dress, I was wearing this dress, we were doing this, I looked at you and said, hey, Maria, and you looked at me and said, shut the fuck up. And that was rude. Like, provide more. If you're going to provide context and you want us to believe you, you need to provide more of what happened. And she was just kind of throwing it out there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's hard in those settings.
Yeah, but well, you're at a woman tell all. Like, you got to, that's what you have to go prepare.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to go,
like, Medina should have prepared.
Yeah.
Like if, she really did.
If you're going to go at other people on the show in a combative way, you have to be prepared for war. It's reality TV.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm not a confrontational person. I honestly don't think I would ever be because I don't really get heated about a lot of stuff. But, like, there's no way I'm stepping up to the plate against Maria. You kidding me? I'm going to be like, yeah, girl, whatever. Like, I'm going to go get another drink.
When we had our mental all, I remember, like, I was just like, yeah, I'm not, like, producer's like, how you feeling? I'm like, I feel fine. I have nothing to say and I'm not really going to contribute because I was not on the show. and that's it. Like, I'm not getting involved in the Colton Jordan drama of it because I wasn't even fucking there.
Yeah.
And I think that happens a lot. We see a lot, like a lot of the women that were like, it's just kind of like, I don't know, just whatever. But it's entertaining, so.
It's always entertaining. Honestly, the beginning of this tell-all was really entertaining.
So then we go to, we have Lexi gets the first hot seat.
Yes.
I thought it was nice. We really like her.
I think it was pretty much just like a recount of why she made her decision. She felt really touched by Bachelor Nation's response to her story, and the messages that she got were just really supportive. And then just that Joey has set the bar high for the next guy to come into her life. It was nice. It was good.
Yep. And then Jen gets a hot seat who had a pretty close relationship with Joey.
Yeah, she was quite emotional. Honestly,
it is so hard sitting in the hot seat. You're so anxious, or at least I was, and sitting there and watching like a 4-minute montage of the best and worst moments of your time on the show.
Yeah,
in terms of your relationship with the lead. So yeah. Like, I don't blame her for being emotional. Like, it's very overwhelming.
I got emotional when I was in the hot seat.
You got emotional?
I got a hot seat too.
From your 5-second clip of you on the show?
I've never done this show and not have gotten a hot seat. I've always had a hot
really?
Seat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy, Joe.
I'm so cool.
I guess me too. We didn't have a reunion for our paradise.
Yeah, but we would have had a hot seat.
Well, yeah, we got engaged. Yeah. And then Jen just kind of talks about her relationship with her mom and the growth that they've experienced and reconnecting with her family and talking with her brother about her dad. And she's still looking for love.
And then we have, so then Maria gets a hot seat.
Jesse calls her a lightning rod. Like, the you couldn't get away from the drama. Just followed you everywhere.
And then Maria and Sydney talk while Maria is in the hot seat.
Yeah, she basically just says, like, I don't understand the problem that you had with me to Sydney. Yeah. Like, I don't know what your problem is, which is kind of fair. I don't think anyone really understands what her problem was.
And I like the way Sydney handled it, and I thought the conversation went very well, and they were both nice to each other. And then Maria brought up about a lot of the hate that Sydney was getting. And I thought that was really nice. So overall,
I thought that was nice too, because I thought Sydney did a really good job of handling the interaction with Maria and was just like, you know, you did say these things. They were hurtful. I wasn't being annoying, and I could have been more resolution oriented. And yeah, I thought that their interaction, out of everyone that had conflict with Maria, Sydney and Maria's interaction was the best one in terms of like addressing it and moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I thought it was really nice that Maria condemned the hate that they were receiving, specifically Sydney, because it's just been way too much.
Yeah. And I think like that's always like that shows like you being, you know, a grown up. And yeah, it was nice overall. Like, it was great. And
what did you think about the little group hug? I was actually surprised to an extent, only because like 30 minutes ago, Maria was like, Sydney, I tell the truth and you're a liar. Yeah. And Leia, she was like, Leia, you're also a liar. And then they're all like, it's fine. Let's put it in the past. But at some point, you do have to just bury it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like, what are you going to do? Like,
because they're also saying, Maria, you are doing all these things.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm not. So
it's kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's over. Like, we're really going to just keep arguing about it. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Like, let's hug it out. Let's put it to bed.
Yep. So then we, okay, so now we cut to the show, and we find out what the card that Kelsey left in Joey's hotel room is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Which I watched this. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at what you're laughing at.
Yeah, you just kind of like, you feel bad for Kelsey.
It's just like the way it all played out is unexpected, I guess, because Kelsey is the one that's been freaking out for like 3 days. She writes a note. You can tell she's like, you know, doing her best to like reassure Joey, but also looking for reassurance. And Joey's eyes are filled with so much anger towards Kelsey. I was like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
You just knew Kelsey thought that was gonna go a different way.
And 100%.
I almost feel like it might have, like, I almost feel like she may have had different intentions going into that. I think she might have, I think when she initially wrote it, it was maybe like, I'm considering, like, I don't know if I could handle this anymore.
Really? I think maybe,
and I think from the time of writing it to going back to her room to then rethinking the situation, I think she talked herself off the ledge and may have went in there with a different tune, and then it just kind of all just was like, oh, this is awkward.
Really? I think maybe. I don't know, to be honest. We will hopefully eventually have her on this podcast so we can ask her more about this card, because it was a point of contention the last 2 weeks. But I think she was like, had her conversation with Leslie, sent her into a spiral. She's like, when she was saying to him, like, you know, I do want to meet your family. I'm not sure if I like explicitly said that. Like, I think she was like thinking of all the things that she hadn't said to him and was like, oh my God, like, I wish I'd said this. I wish I said this. And she's like, I'm going to use this time to like
just tell him all these things to make sure he knows like where I'm at and how I feel. So like I didn't leave anything off the table. Whereas Joey, I think, is like, oh, my God, she's potentially going to send herself home. And I think she starts talking, thinking that it's going to be like a good conversation. And he's going to be like happy to be hearing these things from her and comforting her in her like anxiety. And he was like, how fucking dare you write me this card and sit your ass in front of me and tell me you want to meet my family? You scared the crap out of me. Get out of my room.
Joey was just the guy that just, it just seemed like he's a person that like just, like that moment, like I didn't have my morning coffee yet and you're bringing me a bunch of shit that I don't fucking need right now. Like, let me have my coffee and let me figure out my day and then bring me the mess that you've created in my office.
Well, he explicitly said, he was like, I want to hear her out. Like, I want to like have this conversation to be there for her, but I have worked myself up so much over what this card could mean and all the worst case scenarios of this card that I'm so like, I feel like at some point he experienced relief about what the card was about, but not in that moment. In that moment, he was just like,
what the fuck?
How dare you write this card like this? I have been in an absolute panic for the last 3 hours that you're going to send yourself home, basically. Yeah. But I mean, we do ask Joey about the card. We talk about it in the interview. And when we eventually get a chance to talk to Kelsey, we will ask her about it as well.
Right. Okay. And then the last part of the episode, like the main last part, is Rachel comes on the show. She gets a hot seat. Mm-hmm. She's very emotional.
Yeah, we see her get sent home at the rose ceremony.
Yeah. And you know, I feel for her. I actually think her and Joey, I know there's a lot of people out there like, it's giving me Friend vibes, but I'm assuming there's a lot of their relationship that we didn't see. And I actually think, I said to you that I actually think they're a good match.
Yeah, you did say, you're like, I think that she is really good for him and vice versa. Like, I think they're a good fit for each other.
Yeah, I do. I think they vibe well.
They have good, like, complementary qualities, it seems like.
Yeah. And she was sad, and I think that's always rough, like, watching your breakup when it was a more serious one.
Yeah. And she did say, like, her tears were a mix of sad tears and happy tears for, like, what they shared, which I think is nice. Yeah. A nice way to look at it.
And it's probably more difficult when, like, it's easier when the bachelor, like, fucks up and he's kind of a dick at the end and he's selfish, whatever he does. It's easier to come off the show and be like, you know what, I dodged the bullet. Where, like, Joey really was great the entire time. So it's just kind of like, it's just all it is sad. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we see. Serena and I love to find luxury items. I mean, who doesn't love a little luxury in their life? But I just don't want to spend a fortune on every single item. And then we discovered Quince.
Quince is our go-to for luxury essentials at affordable prices. They have transformed the way we shop. They offer a range of high-quality items at prices within reach.
Maybe you're looking for a sweater. Quince has 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at $50. There are organic cotton sweaters and even 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
I got a pair of trousers from Quince. I wear them every day. They're so comfortable and they look really nice.
I think my favorite item from Quince has to be our silk pillowcases. They look so nice on our bed. They never wrinkle and they feel amazing.
Yeah, I just have to stop drooling on them. But other than that, I like them.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/bachelor for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, quince.com/bachelor to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/bachelor.
This year, I am really focused on my health and sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out there right now, and they are one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and honestly, you could taste it. I started taking Symbiotica because I was feeling sluggish and tired, and I just wanted to feel better, but I also wanted a supplement that actually tasted great. Plus, their supplements are super easy to just take on the go. They taste good. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking them every day.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal this winter has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking. So I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well. And I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
I take a Symbiotica every morning with my eggs, and I'm ready to go. I'm alert, and then I hit the gym. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every single month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code BACHELOR for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment.
The assessment is easy and quick. It asks you things like, what's most important to you when you vacation? Do you like to hang at the pool or beach? Is an active nightlife important to you? Do you want an all-inclusive? Then it will show you some of the best options based on how you answer. Find your perfect beach vacation at beachbound.com and sign up for their email and SMS list to unlock $150 off your first booking. That's beachbound.com to save.
Then Joey comes out and Rachel talks about, it's brought up all the hate she's getting on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like, it's, I get it. Like, we go on reality TV, we have to expect that there's going to be good comments and bad comments. That's part of the game.
Yeah, totally.
And when you
everyone gets them both. Some people more than others, obviously, but everyone gets them both.
Yeah, everyone gets them. And the truth is, but when you are somebody like Rachel, who was involved in zero drama.
Yeah.
She didn't do anything wrong.
No, she's not a controversial character on this show.
And people are going to come for her for the way she looks.
Mm-hmm.
And her background, it's like those people are really shitty people.
Oh, they're the worst.
And it's like, it's actually to the point where it's like somebody needs to tell those people to go fuck themselves.
Oh,
because
okay, yeah.
It truly is like you're just like you're not like, it's one thing if you're a fan of the show and you want to talk shit, what I don't agree with it, but like whatever, that's reality TV. It's another thing to just like really just like be a horrible person
and a racist
and calling out somebody with the way they look and what, and like, it's like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, no,
like
it's crazy.
It's insane. And I hate talking about it because I do feel like it just adds fuel to the fire.
Yeah,
but it's fucking ridiculous. Like it is. And those people are the same people that if they saw you on the street, they'll come up and ask Rachel for a photo and still do that. And I'm not like, trust me, we have a lot of amazing people that watch this show.
Yeah.
And that are great, and people that still come up to us on the street and are very lovely. And honestly, I've been lucky enough, and you've been lucky, where we get a lot of just like wonderful comments and think people say really nice things. So there's so many nice people.
Mm-hmm.
I still believe majority are good.
Yeah. And it's like, you want to only highlight the people that are, you know, supporting Lexi and connecting with her story, or like sending love to Joey, or like, you know, rooting for people that are getting like bullied on the show. But like, you don't want to give your time and energy and attention to these people that are like sending these horrific messages, because they're there and they've always kind of been there, and it's hard to imagine that they're going to go anywhere as much as we would like them to. But like, at some point, like, you do also have to acknowledge them, because it is a huge part of being part of this franchise. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's frustrating when it's like, I don't even want to give these people any attention or the time of day or like a single breath, but it's like, it is a reality of being someone on this show, especially when you're a person of color.
And look at like, and also like, Rachel is, here's a girl who is involved in zero drama, right? Mm-hmm. So the only thing she did that could aggravate people is like, she got a little upset for literally 2 seconds at Maria for calling out Joey right before the rose ceremony, which most people would have been upset about. That's like the only thing. And not only that, she then gets her heart broken.
Yeah.
Opens up, which she has not wanted to do in forever, gets her heart broken. And then on top of it, she has to go home, and then people are going to trash who she is as a person because they don't like the way she looks.
Yeah.
Is fucking insanity.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, why would I go on this? It's hard because then like, people are not going to want to go on the show.
Yeah. And I couldn't agree with you more. And the part that like really got me when she was talking was when she was saying, it's so hard for my family because they really enjoyed like the experience of the hometown episode, and they had such a like wonderful time watching it back, and then to go online and see what people are saying about their daughter just taints the entire experience. And like, that is so true. Like, something that people don't think about all the time is like, her parents have to see that. Her friends have to see that. Like, when there's comments about you online, like, your parents see that. And like, that is, it's not just hard on like her. It's going to be hard on her whole family, on her friends, on her community. And it's like, those small comments are like, A, fucking hateful, fucking racist, but just makes so much more of an impact than people even realize. And like, the extent of the impact is not just on that one person. It's on like, everyone that loves that person as well and looks like that person.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Honestly, I mean, it's terrible. It's overall, it's just really shitty. And I hope we could get to a place where, you know, that stops. I don't know if it's anytime soon. But yeah, it's sad to see, because there are so many like, great people part of Bachelor Nation. It sucks, but I feel for her. And I can't wait to talk to her. So
yeah, I think it was great that they gave her the floor to speak on that. I think she did a great job, and we're going to be speaking with her more in our interview with her later. So we will pivot from Rachel and her journey on the show to wrap up with the end, which is Joey kind of touched base with some of the other women as well.
Yeah, Joey just said like, I love you all, and like, this was great. I like when he's like, yeah, there's a lot of things I don't see, so that's fun seeing. And I bet that would be, because I'm assuming like, there are a few women, especially at the beginning, who he just was like, oh, you're way different than I thought you were.
Yeah, well, it's like, as a contestant on the show, watching it back, you get to see his interactions with all the other women one-on-one for the first time, and it's the reverse for him, right? Like, he gets to see what's happening in the house. So it's like, half of the show is like new to everyone that was there filming it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thought Sydney, what she said was nice, that, you know, he's really genuine. He reached out to her to check in on her.
Yeah, and it's like, and Sydney got a ton of hate too, and it's just like, it's different from the Rachel hate. Like, the Rachel hate's like, in my opinion, way worse. But like, it's Sydney also gets a lot of hate, and people do have to remember that, like, yeah, people do and say crazy things on reality TV, and they do make mistakes because we're all human, and it's like, you are only seeing a portion of who Sydney is. Mm-hmm. And you may be seeing a majority of that portion is her maybe making a mistake.
Yeah.
So it's like, fucking let it go.
Everyone, it's not that serious. No. Let it go. If you want to say something mean, don't. But if you're just like fun shit talking about the show, say it to your mom, say it to your friend. You don't need to message them. You don't need to put it online. You don't need to comment it.
Okay, that wraps the episode. Stay tuned for later this week. Again, like I said, we have we are at the Women Tell All, so we have those interviews coming up. We have Maria, Medina,
Jen, Lexi, Joey.
Yep, and then the other interview we'll be dropping will be the Rachel interview. So stay tuned. Thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it.
And we have the finale coming up next week. So be sure to tune in to see how Joey's journey for love ends. We know it's going to be a dramatic ending based on all of the teasers that we've seen. So check it out. And then we're going to have a recap and an interview dropping after that.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye.
So this year, I'm really focused on my health, sticking to a routine, and that's why I've been loving Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies out right now, and they're one of the only brands that are wholly committed to your health. They don't use any seed oils, no preservatives or toxins in their supplements. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and they're super easy to take when you're on the go. They also taste good.
I try to stay really consistent with my morning routine, and something that I always include is taking my supplements every single day. I've been taking these Symbiotica supplements and loving them. My goal has been to support my immune system with the supplements that I've been taking, so I've been taking them every morning with my coffee and my breakfast. Joe does as well, and I've been really loving the results that I've been seeing.
My routine, I have my eggs in the morning, I take a Symbiotica, and I'm ready to take on the day, hit the gym, I'm more alert, I just feel good. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use Bachelor for 15% off your subscription order. Serena, you know what I want to do right now?
What's that, Joe?
I want to travel because I feel like we've been stuck in this apartment for just a little too long.
I couldn't agree more. Honestly, I love getting away. It's great in New York, but I could use a little bit of vacation.
There's nothing I enjoy more than going on vacation with you.
I agree. You're my favorite travel partner.
We can go try new restaurants, check out different cities. Should we go right now?
I mean, we're always looking for our next place to go. So where should we go?
Maybe a beach. I have a good idea. Take the Beachbound Vacations Perfect Beach Finder Quiz. You can find exactly what you are looking for by taking this 5-question assessment. Find your perfect beach vacation and take the perfect beach finder quiz exclusively at beachbound.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.